To politics in the UK. We spoke to Gavin Gray yesterday about the looming Brexit vote. And Gavin, you said what really mattered was the scale of Theresa May's defeat. And it was worse than any of the even most negative estimations that I'd seen ahead of the vote. It was really, really, really crushing.
It was indeed, John. Yes, good afternoon. Speaking to you from just a short distance from Parliament. Actually, I've come away to somewhere that's quite quiet. And I can tell you that today's just as lively. Why? Because there's a no-confidence vote now in the government that's going on as we speak. The actual vote itself will probably be held in 3.5 hours' time, but they're debating it. And again, very bruising for the Prime Minister, very bruising for the government. And, all the analysts were saying at its worst they might lose by a couple of hundred, and everyone was thinking, well, it can't be that much. And in the end, it was not just 200, it was actually 230. The biggest defeat that any government in modern British politics has ever had.
But surely, Gavin, most of the Tory party members who voted against the EU deal will return to her side in a motion of no confidence, or is that also a little sort of optimistically naive?
No, I think this time, Christmas don't vote for turkeys, do they? Turkeys don't vote for Christmas, rather. And so consequently, the MPs in the Conservative Party, the party of government, are going to make damn sure that whereas they may have rebelled over the Brexit deal, they'll get back in line pretty sharpish in order to protect their own jobs and to protect the power that they yield in government. So I think this is very unlikely to go down. That said, of course, the Prime Minister's majority isn't an overall majority. She's having to rely on a party from Northern Ireland, the DUP. They have 10 MPs and they have said that they will support her. But every single other party in the UK has pledged to vote against her. So Labour, the main party of opposition, SNP, the Scottish National Party in Scotland, Plaid Cymru in Wales, the Green Party, the Liberal Democrats, traditionally the third biggest party, they've all said we have no confidence in this government and we're going to vote against it. So even if Theresa May gets all her own party on board, gets all the DUP 10 MPs on board, it'll still be a pretty squeaky afternoon and evening for her.
Let's assume that she wins, narrowly, squeakily. She wins. She's got 3 days. Well, she's only got 2 days left now to... And this is my new proposal.
Yes, and of course, everyone's going to be very interested to find out what that proposal is. In fact, a number of politicians I've spoken to, when I was saying, what is Plan B? Well, nobody seemed to know what Plan B was. So evidently, despite knowing she was going to lose... Either they were very, very, very tight-lipped, or they quite simply haven't actually come up with something that is Plan B. So what do we get? Well, if she now does win, I think we're going to see her work with, try and talk to senior parliamentarians tomorrow, Thursday. I think then it may well be that if she can get some sort of consensus on things that would make a difference, enough to overturn at least some of that majority, a substantial amount of that majority that she lost by, then I think she can go to the EU. Now, at the moment, the EU's playing hardball. They're saying, no, we're not reopening negotiations. We're not going to have a special emergency summit over the weekend. But that may not prevent Theresa May doing a quick tour of Europe or talking at least to the European leaders on the phone to say, I think this is now where we need to go if we're going to get any sort of a deal. And let me repeat, John, a no-deal Brexit is not attractive for the UK, but it's not attractive for the EU either.
Gavin Gray, Eyewitness News London correspondent, thank you very much.